And now Bishop Trimble, lay and clergy members of the Iowa Annual Conference. From the time of creation to the present age, our mission has been to make the presence of God known in our world. And the United Methodist Church and the Iowa Conference has decided to express that mission with the goal of making disciples for Jesus Christ and developing leaders who can help transform the world. Of course, our mission and goal matches well with the Great Commission of Christ, who told us to go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them to obey every commandment that he had made. The statistics and the numbers I report match well with the Pentecost Sermon of Peter, which ended with a statistical count of about 5,000 men professing a new faith. The reporting of the numbers fits well with the story of Philip, who was led by the Spirit to a desert road, and on that road met a social outcast who, upon hearing about Jesus, asked to be baptized in the new faith. Or Peter's dream being fulfilled with the baptism of the Roman centurion and his family. Baptisms, professions of faith, are expressions of how we measure our faithfulness to the Great Commission of Christ and the goals of our own United Methodist Church. So let me share some numbers that have been reported to me from the statistical reports provided by the local congregations. Average worship attendance in 2011 was 55,790, a decrease of 770 from the previous year. The church with the highest average attendance had 1,079 in worship each week, an increase of 19 from the previous year. And the smallest average that was reported was 3, a decrease of 1 from the previous year. The average attendance of all of our congregations is 70, but a much better measure for us is the median, which means the same number of congregations smaller and larger than this. And that worship attendance number is 40, which is exactly the same as it was last year. The membership of the United Methodist Church in Iowa is 775,487, a decrease of 4,124 members. Of the 794 congregations, we had 249 report an increase in membership, 406 a decrease in members, and 139 reporting no change. The largest congregation has 2,610, an increase of 24 members from the previous year. The smallest is 2, the same as last year. The average membership for our congregations is 220. However, again, the median size is 127, a decrease of 3 from 2010. During the last 16 months, our denomination has been involved in many conversations. The conversations generated call to action reports submitted to the General Conference and developing an understanding of what it takes to make vital congregations. All of these discussions reflect long-term trends of the church, and those trends have been involved. Thus, I thought it would be appropriate to share with you some graphs depicting the long-term trends for Iowa. The graphs begin in 1987, which is the first year our statistics were put on the computer. The first graph is the trend from 1987 to the present for average worship attendance. In 1987, our worship attendance was 37.03% of our membership. In 2011, our worship attendance was 31.8% of our membership. Thus, not only has our average worship attendance decreased, it has also a lower percentage ratio to membership than in 1987. The second graph is showing the the trend. The second graph is showing the trend in membership. Only 1 year during this time period did the Iowa Annual Conference grow in membership, and that was in 1997, when we began to realize the fruits of our Spirit Alive, Churches Alive initiative, in which new places of worship for new people was reaching its maturity at that time. And in 1987, there were 891 congregations in Iowa. And of course, in 2011, there are 791, or a net change of a minus 97. I think it's important to remember that membership relates primarily to the clergy of our conference. The district superintendents and other conference staff work much more closely and is determined, and their work is determined much more closely by the number of congregations we have within the conference. In the year 2011, our conference received 2,509 members by profession of faith, a decrease of 29 from last year. 385 congregations received at least one new member by profession of faith, which is 11 less congregations than last year. 407 congregations did not report a profession of faith membership. The most received by any congregation was 66, and that was 21 less than last year. This past year, our congregation celebrated the sacrament of baptism 2,217 times, a decrease of 68 from 2010. 497 congregations had at least one baptism, and 295 had none. The most baptism in any one single congregation was 70, and that represented a decrease of 26 from the previous year. Again, let me share with you the trend lines for the Iowa Conference. As you can see, that the times our profession of faith showed an increase was also during the maturing years of our Spirit Alive, Churches Alive initiative. The next graph shows our trend lines for baptisms, and it reflects the same statistic, that when we as a conference were intentional in creating new places for new people, our baptisms spiked. In 2011, the congregations of Iowa reported an income for all causes of $106 million. This is a 4.5% increase from last year. Our income average per member for 2011 was $606.19 per member, and per worship attendee, $1,906.75. These are numbers that you might want to use when you reflect on your own congregation's giving. Are they higher, lower than the average, and where do you rank within the conference? But income, of course, is only one measure of our stewardship. Our expenditures represent another. In 2011, the grand total spent by all congregations for all the causes was $103+ million, a 3.77% increase. And that meant that it was an average per member then of $588.21 and per worship attendee of $1,850.22. The value of our congregation's assets other than land, buildings, and equipment in 2011, so this means cash, cash equivalents, equities, these kinds of things, was $111 million, a decrease of 0.272%. Another number that I have not shared before, but I think is also important, is the indebtedness of our congregations. In 2011, that indebtedness was $27,152,345. And this indebtedness actually decreased last year by 9.37%. and that indebtedness represents 2.46% of all of our assets, which includes building, land, equipment, and all of the other assets. In 2011, our congregations paid $13,334,000 in apportionments, or 82.09%, which was a 0.52% increase from the previous year. Of the three funds, our general church apportionments were paid at 86.83%, meaning that we used the contingency fund for those apportionments in order to fund them at 100% by our conference actions. Conference ministries percentage was 81.98%, an increase of 0.4%, and our conference ministries was 78.41%, an increase of 1.12%. Just as an interesting note, in 1996, when I came to this position, our apportionment budget was $12,811,000. Our direct bill health insurance for single and clergy was $423. Since that time, our direct bill for clergy with family is about $1,400, a much larger increase than the percent of inflation. And if our apportionments had increased at the rate of inflation, we would have been talking in 2011 about apportionments of $18.5 million instead of that which is presented as our working budget. When we closed the remittance system in early January, 66%, the same as last year, of our congregations had paid their apportionments at 100%. Since that time, an additional 4% has reached that goal, and I know from past experience that throughout the rest of the year, there will be other congregations who also pay the prior year apportionment. Now, the large numbers related to our money seems always, for me, difficult to comprehend. So let's put it in dollars and cents. For every $1 that was put in the offering plate this past year, 2.2 cents went to the general church and general church apportionments. 10.1 cents went to fund the apportionments that support the ministries and missions of the Iowa Annual Conference. 7.9 cents went to fund benefits, pension and health insurance for clergy and lay staff of local congregations. 1.1 cents went to fund advanced special projects. And 78.7 cents were left to be used by local congregations at their own discretion for ministries within their own areas. The United Methodist Church faces many challenges in the years that we will be moving into. Our future has shown through some of the other statistics an aging, declining membership. We have increased pressure from family finances and more groups competing for the charitable dollars that used to only arrive in the church. And then also a feeling of some that the church has become irrelevant to our society. This means that we are really at a critical point in our own history, not only as a United Methodist Church, but as the Church of Christ in the country. Our mission, should we choose to accept it, is to make God's presence known in our world. And as United Methodist, we choose to meet this mission with the goals of making disciples, developing leaders who will help to transform the world. And so the issue becomes, how well we meet these goals will determine our future. Thank you.